Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Global Spiritual Revolution here with your host, moderator, Bishop Larry Gators. We invite you right now to call us into our studios here in New York City in Times Square or also in our satellite studios there in downtown Toronto, Ontario, Canada on Bloor Avenue. You can call us in right now at 929-477-3997. Again, 929-477-3997. If you're living outside of the continental United States of America or outside of Canada, you can dial 1, then 929-477-3997. Again, that's 1-929-477-3997. You can listen to us also on blogtalkradio.com/Global Spiritual Revolution Radio. Also, our podcast can be listened to if you're on Facebook.com. or twitter.com/BishopLGators, both on those links. Also, beloved, you can listen to us on iTunes anywhere throughout the world on iTunes.com/Global Spiritual Revolution Radio. Also, beloved, you can email us your questions or your comments at etapresidingbishop@yahoo.com. Again, that is etapresidingbishop@yahoo.com. Amen. Last but never least, you can text us your message, your questions concerning tonight's teaching or any other past teachings here on Global Spiritual Revolution Radio. If you got the WhatsApp, the IMO app, or the Viber app on your Android or smartphone, you can send us any one of your questions. All right. We are excited here on the 25th day of January. Amen, 2016, and we are excited, amen, and just so elated for this brand new year. Amen. I want to also announce beginning next month, amen, we will be expanding, amen, our global ministry to 200 nations upon the face of the earth. Amen. And there are a few nations out there tonight that have never heard of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, beloved, right now, continue to pray for us here on Global Spiritual Revolution Radio. Okay, now we have back with us by popular demand a man of God, a man after God's own heart, amen, the Honorable Prophet Jefferson Key Pierre. He's the senior pastor and the senior prophet there at the Heavenly Kingdom of Christ Nation Ministry there in West Palm Beach, Florida. Amen. If you want a home church, his address to this powerful ministry is 2140 Scott Avenue, West Palm Beach, Florida. Again, that's 2140 Scott Avenue, West Palm Beach, Florida. Amen. He's also hosting an international conference entitled The Sons of God Arise, 40 Days of Prophetic Empowerment, Leaders and Saints Conference, starting on February the 22nd. Amen. Ending on April the 1st, 2016. Amen. Yours truly, God willing, I will be the guest speaker on March 14th to March the 20th. Amen. Prophet, are you on the line with us, sir?
Yes, sir. I am here. I'm here, Bishop.
Oh, it is such a great honor, and my staff and production team here at Global Spiritual Revolution Radio are so honored by the Lord to have your presence with us here tonight in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen, 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 amen. It's you know, it's an honor for me to be here. You know, I thank God for the grace He has given unto me, and for the grace He has given unto you as well to have me here. Glory be to God. And for those that are listening throughout the world, you know, I bless God for your love, because it's not really easy to find those who are still hungry for the word of God, who are still hungry, not
That's
only
right.
for the word, but for the unfold the word of God.
Yeah.
You know, to receive a revelation in detail about what God is saying in this season. Glory be to God. Like
That's
the Bible
right.
says, the tribe of Issachar, though it was the smallest tribes,
yes,
but all the other tribes listened to them. They were subject to them just because they had understanding of the time and
yeah.
the season that they were walking in. So I believe the reason why most of you are listening is because you want
yeah.
to gain understanding of the time and season that we are living in right now. As I said, this year is going to be a very terrible year, a very confusing year. Glory be to God. It's going to be a very confusing
yes.
I remember, Bishop, I will be talking on that today as
yes.
well, that as you are listening to us throughout the world, that you will also keep us in prayer constantly,
yes.
that God may give us grace to continue the race which we have started by the Spirit of God. Amen. God bless you, and Bishop, I'm excited to be here. Amen.
Amen. It is such an honor for us to have you here back with us, a Global Spiritual Revolution man of God. Amen. And can you lead us into a word of prayer, praise God, as we enter into part 8 of this global prophetical overview? Man of God, can you lead us into the power of prayer?
My Father in heaven.
Thank you, Father.
Our glorious and powerful is your name.
Yes.
We thank you today for giving us grace just to be here. For the enemy has tried to frustrate us in every area in
yes.
our life. He has tried to bring us down in every way that he can.
Yes.
But above all these things, you have given us grace to overcome the works of Satan.
Yes.
By the blood of the Lamb and by the
Hallelujah.
Word of our testimony, O God, for we know all things worketh together for good.
Yes.
To them that are the called according to your purpose.
That's
As
right.
we are the called according to your purpose, O God. Let your glory be revealed. Let your light shine, O God, and let your
yes.
kingdom be established within our heart.
Hallelujah.
My Father, I pray that tonight it will be none of us that will speak, but it will be your Spirit speaking through us.
That's right.
It will be your voice ministering to your people.
Yes.
Prepare the ground of the people's heart.
Yes.
That they may be receptive to your word.
Hallelujah.
That they will not fight with what will be said, but they will gladly receive it, O God.
That's right.
In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that your peace and your joy
yes.
will be in their mind.
Yes.
In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Call us in right now, 1-929-477-3997. Amen. Our board here in Times Square is lighting up like crazy right now. We have listeners from more than 109 countries, now 110 countries. Amen. We have brand new revolution partners amen, all the way, amen, from the Marshall Islands there in the Oceanic Regions area of the world, amen, near Australia. Also, Brand New Revolution partners are listening all the way from Vienna, Austria, and we welcome back also, amen, those young prophets from the Line of the Tribe of Judah, School of the Prophets in Atlanta, Georgia. Also, amen, the Fort Worth, Texas School of the Prophets there in Fort Worth, Texas. They were listening to you last week, man of God. Also, we have also a School of the Prophets. We have Jesus Only School of the Prophets there in Seattle, Washington. And the entire school is listening to you right now, man of God, here on Global Spiritual Revolution Radio. You flow as the Lord is giving you, Matthew chapter 24 or 25, you made mention of Issachar. You know, that tribe had the anointing to understand the times. And to our listening audience, that's in 1 Chronicles 12:32. Why is it, man of God? And you just flow as the Lord gives it to you. Amen. Before we get into Matthew 24, why is it that God distinguishes this great tribe of Issachar? Why did that tribe had the signs of the time? Why did they have that type of anointing? And why didn't God make mention of Judah or Reuben or any of the other tribes? The floor is yours, man of God.
Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Why this tribe? As you see, one thing in the kingdom of God that we need, that God is emphasizing on, is understanding.
Yes.
As he says it in the Bible, that in all organic, get understanding. Glory to God. So this tribe was not mighty in numbers, but it was mighty in understanding. Because without, you can be a great army, but without having great strategy, you will still be defeated. So God, there is a battle that we are fighting right now. It's not a battle of strength, but it's a battle of strategy. So that you have the understanding of the time, the enemy can use time against you. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So, we have people that has promise from God, but no understanding of the time, and they still fail to fulfill what God is saying. So I'm saying this year, the reason why the Lord has allowed me to, even in the month of January, I will tell you the truth, as a prophet, I'm very frustrating, not because of what the enemy is doing. I'm very frustrating because I don't want
That's right.
Because I truly understand that time is valuable.
Yeah.
Are you there with me? So
come on now.
When these children, the Bible talk about the tribe of Issachar, they are only 200 men.
Yes.
You see, the other tribes, they have 4,000, 2,000 men. But this tribe, they only have the smallest amount of men, 200 men. But yet all the other tribes submitted to them because of their understanding. Not because of their race, but of their understanding. Because they had something that the other tribe did not have. As you can see that... There is a difference between having a vision and having an understanding. That's the problem. There's a reason of receiving a promise and to understand what God is saying. The Bible says that Joseph dreamed, and when he dreamed, he saw that the moon and the stars and the sun bow before him. And when he said that dream, because he had not understood of what he saw, of what the Lord showed him,
come on,
that got him in trouble. We see later on, after going through a lot in Egypt, when God matured him and understanding the vision and dreams, you saw that he was able to now interpret the dream of Pharaoh. But before, he could not even interpret his dream.
He
did not have understanding. Because one thing that God wants us to have is to have understanding of the time and season, because the enemy is not using weapon against us anymore. He's using strategy.
Uh-huh. Come on, man of God.
To make the time pass upon us. You know, there's a difference. You know, me, I'm not afraid of a man of God who can prophesy.
That's right.
But I'm afraid of a man of God who have the understanding of the Spirit.
Ah.
Come
on.
I'm willing to listen, you know, I'm willing to listen to a man of God who is able to understand what the Spirit is being said, what I'm seeing, and understanding what is being seen. Glory be to God. Because the problem we have now, we have gifts, we have anointed, but we don't have understanding. Apostle Paul made a prayer. He said, I pray unto God that he may enlighten the eyes of your understanding.
Understanding. That's deep.
The eyes of your understanding. Because to have understanding is the eyes. It's to see to the eyes of God.
That's right.
That you may be enlightened.
Yes.
With understanding. So, as you said tonight, we've seen that Daniel, in the book of Daniel chapter 8, he had a vision. He had a vision.
Ah,
he saw what the Lord was showing him. But the Bible says that God had to send an angel to give him understanding.
Yes.
To give him understanding of what he was seeing.
That's right.
It's not a problem. The church don't have a problem of seeing. They have a problem of understanding.
Teacher.
You see, look in the book of Daniel. When we saw Daniel chapter number 9, verse 2, you see, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by the book of the numbers of the year, whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet, that he will accomplish 7 years in the desolation of Jerusalem, and I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplication with fasting and sackcloth and ashes, and I pray unto God. After he understood that the time that they spent in captivity was overdue. They were supposed to stay for 7 years, but when he saw that, he understood when the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah that the time has already been fulfilled, and yet they were still in bondage. And he said, the Bible says, he set himself to prayer and fasting and sackcloth and seeking the face of God, and began to cry unto God to give an understanding of what was happening. He began to repent for his fathers. He began to check every area where the problem may have been, just for him to get understanding. So in this moment right now, you know, I know we want to know about the Antichrist, we want to know about the world government, but all these things may be happening in front of our eyes, and we want to be able to discern or to see them happening. We may think, okay, this is a big move of God, and what is the plan of the enemy, because
we
don't have understanding. Because for us, remember last Tuesday, I said that the Lord showed me that I saw a big meeting take place where all religious leaders were called.
Yes.
And as I'm speaking to you right now, I believe it was yesterday or Sunday that the Pope just make an announcement that we need to have a meeting so we can discuss about the one religion. And the word of the Lord came last Sunday ago unto me. I remember I mentioned that last Tuesday.
Yes,
sir. So without having proper understanding, we will not be able to know what the enemy is doing.
That's
it's not about gifts, seeing what the enemy is doing, but understand why is he doing what he's doing. We have to know that the time of the enemy is short.
Yes.
So when he does something, he has a motive behind it.
That's right.
There is a motive. The enemy doesn't just attack you because he wants to attack you. He attacks you because he has a reason. Until you know the reason why he's attacking you, you will never be able to defeat him. Glory to God.
Teacher.
So when the tribes submitted to the other tribes submitted to the tribe of Issachar, was not because the tribe of Issachar was mighty, but they were great in wisdom.
Yes.
They had understanding.
Right.
So they were able to lead them the right way. Bible says that, it says that in the book of Isaiah.
Yes.
I forgot the chapter. He says, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, say the Lord. When you see power, you see strength. When you see might, you see strength. But when you see the spirit, you see understanding, you see a strategy. By my spirit, say the Lord. And I David said in the book of Psalms, some trust in horses and some trust in chariots, but
hallelujah.
I will trust in the name of the Lord my God. Why? Yeah. It's because we are not moving by what we see. We are not moving by our muscles. We are not moving by our knowledge, but we are moving by the understanding of the Spirit.
That's right.
If it's a time for you right now this year, it's a year for you to really seek for understanding, so you don't waste any more time.
Yes.
So you don't waste any more time, because this year a lot of things will be happening and they will be so tricky.
That's right.
So if you don't have proper understanding, even you yourself, you will be deceived.
That's right.
Glory to God.
Teach, sir.
Amen. Ooh, amen. So let us put ourselves together to understand what the Lord is saying.
Yes.
Understand what the Lord is saying. And the same scripture in the book of Isaiah that says, not by power, not by might. The Bible says the angel of the Lord appeared to Isaiah and showed him something. He showed him the golden stand. He showed him the oil and the altar. And Isaiah asked the angel, what does this thing mean? And you understand the angel said to Isaiah, understand thou not what this vision means. So when the angel says that, the angel assumed that Isaiah, as a prophet, will understand what he saw. So this is what makes me know that there is a difference between seeing and understanding.
Come on now.
Yes, God may be opening your eyes to see vision. God may be opening your eyes. You begin to see mighty things, but why are
That's
you seeing
right.
them? Where are they coming from? Or why is God showing you these things? Is to understand, and as the Bible says, in all our getting, get understanding.
Understanding.
Not the understanding of the world, but the understanding that the Spirit of God gave it.
That's right.
Amen.
Oh, this is so heavy.
Bishop.
Oh, my. I'm telling you, saints of God, there is such a exekar anointing upon this man of God, an exekar anointing. I'm telling you, we got callers calling in right now, texting their messages. Amen. Also, we have we're attracting Schools of the Prophets tonight. We have Mount Calvary School of the Prophets there in East Los Angeles, California. Amen. Who are listening for the very first time to Global Spiritual Revolution Radio. Amen. We sent a blast out this week, man of God, of your coming. You talked about understanding. Man of God, is there a difference, and I've been teaching on this for the past several weeks on Friday nights here on Global Spiritual Revolution Radio. Is there a difference between hearing God versus listening to God versus to understanding God? And because the scripture says in Mark 4:28, first the blade, then the ear, then the full corn in the ear. So a prophet, as we talk about this global prophetical overview, is there a difference between hearing God and listening to God and understanding God? What's the difference? We'll start with the first two. What's the difference between hearing God and listening to God? Hallelujah.
Okay, let's see. The Bible says that, when Jesus was on his way from Jericho to Jerusalem, God spoke out of heaven. God spoke out of heaven. He says, I have already glorified you, and I will do it again. And the Bible says the people that heard says it was some said that was a thunder. And says God says something to him, but Jesus said, "This word come not for my sake, but for your sake." You understand that many people heard God, but some heard it was a thunder. Glory to God! You can hear God say something, and you're thinking it's something else. So, because God have various way of speaking. Sometimes God doesn't use words to speak; He uses signs.
Yes.
Glory to God. God can use signs to just communicate something to you. I was in a service, I believe it was last Sunday, the Sunday before last Sunday, I was in a service at night, and the Spirit of the Lord began to show me all type of stone.
Uh-huh.
I saw diamond, I saw sapphire. But when I asked the Spirit, okay, what does these stones mean?
Yes.
What does the stone mean? The Lord said, the stone I'm showing you, it represents a name. So now, you are looking at stone, beautiful stone. And all of a sudden, I understand that God was showing me a name called precious. Because when you see stones, the first thing you say is precious. And I understood that God was saying precious.
That's right.
Pray for precious. So he used stone to just communicate that with me. And I just automatically, I said, the Lord showed me this. But I knew, I understood that the Lord was telling me a name.
That's right.
You understand? So to understand it, you know, understand the voice of God. It's not only just hearing. You can just hearing God. Listening to God is very easy. Because to listening to God, as many of you are listening right now, you are listening to
God.
Come on.
Yes.
Because the word of God is God. So when
Thank
we
you,
minister
Lord.
The word of God, when we minister
Hallelujah.
The word of God to you, you are listening to God. So you can see that Daniel, when he fell asleep, and Eli said unto Daniel, when you hear the voice again, says, Lord, your servant hear it.
Speak. Yes, there you
because
go.
Your servant hear it. Not listening, he says, your servant hear it.
Hear
so,
it.
Hearing God is directly listening to God is transmissively. Understanding God is by revelation. You need revelation to understand God because God is a God of revelation. As the Bible said, Jesus was speaking to a crowd and he began to speak in parable. And secret, the Bible says, his disciples ask him and says, explain to us, give us understanding of your parables. And he says, unto them, it is not given to know the things of the kingdom, but unto you, it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. So understanding was given to the disciples, but the word for them to listening to God, it was given to everybody. That's why everybody can listen to God, but not everybody can hear God. Not everybody can understand God. Because to understand God, you need a revelation. You need to be a disciple. You need to be a born again to understand the mind of God. The Bible says we are the mind of Christ, and to be the mind of Christ is to be bought by the blood of Christ, is to receive Christ. So now, when you receive understanding, you understand what God is saying, whether you are hearing you are listening to God, you are able to receive understanding from both sides. You understand? So when Jesus came, the people were listening to God by hearing Jesus.
Yes.
Because the people has been hearing God for so long. They're hearing God. They have been hearing God and hearing God through prophecy. They have been hearing God through the commandment of Moses. They have been hearing God many ways.
Lord. Yes,
But when Jesus came, he came as a light so God now can speak to his people, so that people can listen to God.
That's right.
So now, many people were able to still, while God was speaking, they were still able to hear, they were still able to listen and not understanding. Because understanding is a gift of the Spirit. It's a gift of the Spirit. When you understand what the people say that the King Solomon asked for wisdom, but the King Solomon did not ask for wisdom. He asked for a discerning heart and an understanding, a discerning and understanding heart. That's what Solomon asked.
That's right.
A discerning and understanding heart.
Oh, that's good.
What Solomon asked.
Yes.
So that's why Solomon was able to be great the way he was great, is because he understood things that the people could not understand. His
understanding
came from God. So there is a big difference between you hearing God,
yes,
listening to God, and understanding. Yes, you can hear God. You can listen to God and not understanding what God is saying.
That's right. I'm telling you, students, and to our Global Spiritual Revolution partners, continue to call us in right now at 929-477-3997. If you're living outside of the continental United States of America, amen, or outside of Canada, you can call 1-929-477-3997. We have with us the Honorable Prophet Jefferson Key Pierre. He is the Senior Pastor and Prophet of the Heavenly Kingdom of Christ Nation Ministry there in West Palm Beach, Florida. A scripture came to my mind, man of God, as we talk about this global prophetical overview with the spiritual ability to hear, to listen, and to understand God. And I love what you said, that understanding is revelation, and revelation is understanding. With your permission, Prophet, can we go to 2 Kings 6, chapter 6, verse 17? Amen. We have a listener, amen, a new Revolution partner. He's been listening with us, amen. His name is George, Prophet George. He is a member of the Tribe of Judah School of the Prophets there in Atlanta, Georgia. His question is out of 2 Kings 6:17, and his question is, when Elijah said, "Lord, open his eyes that he may see," 2 Kings 6:17, open his eyes that he may see. And thank you, Prophet George, amen, from the Lion of the Tribe of Judah School of the Prophets there in Atlanta, Georgia. He wants you, amen, to break that down, because it looks like his school has been teaching, his class has been teaching from that specific scripture in 2 Kings 6:17. Man of God, can you read that for us and break it down to us hermeneutically as the Lord is giving that scripture to you? 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 17. Go ahead, man of God.
So to understand that scripture in the short time that we have to take it from verse 15. And the Bible says, "And when the servant of the man of God, which was Gehazi, was raising early and gone forth, behold, an host compassed the city both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, Elias, my master, how shall we do? And he answered and said, Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes. Open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened his eyes, the eyes of the young man, and he saw and behold." You understand? He saw and behold. He saw and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire.
Thank you,
Lord. About Elisha. So understanding that, okay,
hallelujah,
what does Elisha mean by Lord? Open the eyes, because you understand the man was already seeing naturally, but was not able to see what was going on in the spirit. So what Elisha asked is God enlighten his eyes, remove the veil over his eyes that he may see. What you see, he may see. What you give me grace to see. Is that because the man was not seeing? Yes, he was seeing what he was seeing. You understand that when you become a man of God, you become a man of the spirit, and you live by what is going on in the spirit. So when he says, open his eyes that he may see, he was not saying that the man was blind. He was asking God that the man be given grace to tithe into the realms of the spirit, to see in the presence of God. So the Bible says, and saw and behold. So it was behold, there is an astonishment. He was shocked of what he was seeing.
That's right.
When his eyes opened, he saw and he was shocked. He saw and he was shocked. He was able to see what the prophet was able to see. Because, you know, because what the enemy wants to do, he wants you to think that you are a carnal man. When God says, let us make man our image and likeness and let him have dominion. So so you have been created in the image of God and the likeness of God. And the Bible says God is a spirit.
Yes.
The angels of God are ministering spirit.
Mm.
Are you there with me?
Come on now.
Are you there with me? So they are.
Come on, prophet.
So in order for you to see what God is doing, you have to be spiritual. So you have a problem now with between somebody who was serving a spiritual man and was not spiritual.
Yes.
So you see, Gehazi, the reason why, you know, he did not receive the anointing from Elisha, and Elisha died with the anointing, is because Gehazi was carnal.
That's right.
You understand that? So the problem is you find a man who is serving a man of God and still remain carnal.
That's
So therefore, the prophet had to ask God, open his eyes, allow him to see what I see. Not because Gehazi was blind, but spiritually he was blind.
Yes.
You understand? So to break that scripture down, so it's to be able to see through the eyes of God, which I call the eyes of faith. So the Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Yes, you may not be able to see them with your natural eye, but spiritually you are looking at them clearly.
Yes.
And your mind is set upon them. The Bible says, by faith, the elders obtain a good report.
A good report.
All the elders always have their eyes open and on what God is showing them, not
what
is being done in the natural.
So
when Elisha saw this man was frightened, he said, be not afraid, because they that are with us are more than they that are with them. You have to understand why they came after Elisha is because every time the king of Syria was about to attack Israel, Elisha will tell the king the plan of the Syrian, and Israel was always victorious. Because how was Elisha able to know what was about to happen? Because Elisha focused so much in the spirit, and in the spirit there is no time.
That's right. No time.
He was able to see the plan of the enemy before the enemy even achieved it. So he was able to prevent that. And when the king of Syria finally said, okay, we have to catch this man. Because this man is the man of the spirit.
Yes.
Let's catch him unaware. But the Bible says when they did that, Gehazi was frightened, and he says, Elisha, so Elisha, what must we do? What are we going to do about the situation? So Elisha was able to tell him, look, I'm not only seeing the plans of my enemy, but I'm also seeing the glory of God.
That's right.
So when he says, Father, open his eyes that he may see how I see. How I see. Because a prophet see things different than a normal person.
That's right.
You can see somebody's talking about something and we far. When we begin to break it down, you're thinking, okay, wow, I never saw it that way. It's because it was never like that.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? There is a way we see things.
Yes.
In the spirit. We just see them, and this is the grace that God has given us. But it's not only to see, it's to understand why was these angels being there.
That's right.
Why were they being there? So now, the man saw, and when he saw, he was shocked. He was shocked. But Elisha was not shocked because he understood that the angels are there to defend me. They are there for my sake.
That's right.
But when Gehazi saw the angels, he was shocked. Behold, his eyes was open, and he saw, and behold,
he saw.
Mm. At the moment his eyes was open, he was able to see how Elisha see, and behold, chariots of fires was surrounding them.
Thank you, Lord.
You have to understand that. It's not because, I hope I answer your question, it's not because that Gehazi was not seeing. Was not seeing physically. No, he saw the enemy coming, but he was not able to see what God was doing in the spirit. That was the problem.
this, This is heavy.
We
this
have a
is
problem
heavy.
With people who only see natural problems and cannot see what God is doing beyond the scene.
That's it. That's it. Ah, because this is powerful. And you look at this scripture, it seems like that, you know, though Elisha, the son of Shaphat, has the ability to see from the inside out, but his servant is only seen from the outside in. And I like that's heavy. Verse 17, Lord, open his eyes from the inside out that he may see.
Not our eyes. Not our eyes. Open his eyes.
His eyes.
Because the problem is coming from him, not me. I can see what's going on, but open his eyes.
Yes. And then verse 20 says, then he says, Lord, open the eyes of these men. So the reason why it seems like the men or the sons of the prophets in verse 20 could not see, it was because of the spiritual son Elisha in verse 17 could not see. And so it seems like revelation from the inside out has a trickle-down effect. Look at the wisdom of this prophet. Lord, open his eyes. Not mine. I don't have a problem. It's him. You know?
It's him.
Yeah, because he's only seeing from
the
outside in.
And you can see, at the moment he began to see, when the army was about to attack, he prayed. The Bible says Elisha prayed that the Lord would smite them with blindness.
That's right.
Listen, when you see it in the spirit, when God gives you grace to see in the spirit, you have control over things.
Mm.
Adam was not receiving dominion physically, he received dominion spiritually.
Spiritually. Oh, okay.
You understand? At the moment Peter was able to say unto Jesus, that are the Christ, the Son of the living God, and Jesus say, a flesh and blood has not revealed that to you, but my Father which are in heaven. He said, blessed art thou, Simon by Jonah.
Yes.
He said, blessed art thou. You are blessed for tapping in the spirit, for being able to see through the eyes of God, to understand and to know who I am. He says, unto you I give the keys of the kingdom. You cannot receive keys of the kingdom of God until you become spiritually empowered.
That's right. Oh, my God.
Because the
I'm
dominion does not give into man and the natural by God, but it gives into the spirit man.
Yes.
So until your spirit man is empowered, you cannot be empowered.
So in other words, in order to receive the harvest of the Lord, we must be interconnected to the Lord of the harvest. Look at that.
Amen.
You
we
know?
Have to.
Because we got so many people, just like Gehazi, they want the blessing of the Lord, but they don't want commitment to the Lord of the blessing. And it doesn't work like that. Man of God, we're going to have to end it there. I'm telling you, man of God, this has been so powerful, saints, and to all of our listening audience, to our Global Revolution partners and rabbinical students, and also, amen, God is attracting men and women from schools of the prophets all over this country. We've never had this before we had this man of God. And man of God, amen, I just want to thank God for you, amen. I give God the glory for you, amen. We are going to continue to announce, amen, the Sons of God Arise 40 Days of Prophetical Empowerment Leaders and Saints Conference, February the 22nd to April the 1st, 2016. A lot of you have been sending me, amen, email messages, amen, through Facebook and Twitter, amen, how to attend, amen, and we will continue to put the man of God's information with his permission and his email address where you can also use, amen, your credit card, amen, to bless the man of God. Man of God, thank you. We will continue to announce this conference each and every week all the way up until February and beyond till the end of the conference. We love you, Pastor. Amen. Prophet, thank you for taking us to another level. And to all of our Global Revolution partners and rabbinical students, we'll see you this Friday, 6:30 p.m. to 7:15 p.m. here on Global Spiritual Revolution Radio. And the man of God, the Honorable Prophet Jefferson Key Pierre, will be back with us next Tuesday, 6:30 p.m. to 7:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only here on Global Spiritual Revolution Radio.